Today we're learning lesson 72. We're in the fifth topic of Parshas Lech Lecha, dealing with Hagar and Yishmael. Specifically, we're going to deal with the appearance of the angels with Hagar. We're in Perek Tes Zayin, chapter 16. We're going to learn Psukim Zayin to Yud Beis, 7 to 12. In the Maznaim, not the Maznaim, the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 21, just about in the middle. Pasuk Zayin in the margin says, Hiskalus Hamaloch El Hagar, the revelation of the angel to Hagar. Vayimtza Malach Adonai Al Ein Hamayim Bamidbar Al Ha'ayin Bederech Shur. Vayomar Hagar Shivchas Tzorai Eimize Vosa Va'ana Selechi Vatomer Mipenei Tzorai Givirti Anochi Borachas. Vayomer Lo Malach Adonai Shuvi El Givirtech V'hisani Tachas Yodeho. Vayomer Lo Malach Adonai Harba Arbe Es Zarech V'lo Yisofer Meirov. Vayomer lo malach Adonai hinoch harav yoladit bein v'karos shmo Yishmael ki shoma Adonai el onyeich v'hu yiyeh pere odom yodo v'kol v'yad kol bo v'al p'neichol echov yishkon.
Let's look at the Pesukim here in Pasuk Zayin. Hagar has run away. Hagar wants to run away and doesn't want anybody to find her. And therefore, we will see as the psukim evolve, Hashem sends four different malachim because no malach can do the same job. And he sends four malachim with different missions to speak to Hagar. That alone should tell you how great Hagar was, that malachim would come and speak to her. So in the context of her wanting not to be found, Vayimtzo'oh malach Adonai, and an angel of the merciful God, Yimtzo'oh, found her. In other words, he found her, not that a malach doesn't know where they are, but as opposed to her not wanting to be found, he found her. And the purpose of this first malach was basically to engage her in conversation, to ask her a question that will try to shake up her a little bit, to start thinking maybe she didn't do the right thing. Where does he find her? Now you should know that Hagar, where was she running to? You'll see in a moment, it looks like she was running back home to Egypt, as you'll see. Where does the malach find her? He could have found her anywhere, but he finds her al Ein Hamayim, an Ein, a fountain of water, by Midbar in the desert. The malach knew that where she was running before, but before she found any water, she probably would have been very tired and not receptive to any messengers. So now she's found some water, so she's resting up. And where is this fountain? Al Ha'ayim, by near the fountain, Biderech, on the road to Shur. Shur is not far from Egypt. So it's clear she wants to go back home to Egypt. So now the first Malach says in Pasuk Ches Vayomar, and he says, Hagar. Now look what he emphasizes. Shivchas Sarai, the maidservant of Sarai. He's emphasizing you're still a maidservant of Sarai. You belong to her. Remember what you really are. You're not the mistress of the family. You should not have been acting so arrogantly. And now he asks her a question that should really make her think about things. The simple meaning is, Eimize bos, Eimize, from where, from which place, bos, have you come from? Va'ana, and where, Selech, and where are you going? Now, obviously, he knows where she's coming from and where she's going to. But what he's really saying is, look, look where you're leaving. You're leaving a place of tremendous kedusha. And you want to go to a place of the opposite of tremendous tumah? Are you out of your mind? That's what the question is asking. So what does she answer? Vatomer, and she says, now right away, that should have shaken her up to realize, you know, I didn't realize that I should be going home. But instead, she refuses to acknowledge. She says, Mipnei, because of, from before the face of, Sarai Givirti, Sarai, my mistress, because she's my mistress, and I don't want her to be my mistress. Anochi Barachas, I'm running away. So she does not respond to this idea of where, just like you always had by Hashem said to Noach, where are you? In other words, the Malach, Hashem always gives you a chance on your own to realize what you should do. And that's what the first Malach was all about, to say maybe she could figure on her own that she didn't do the right thing. But obviously, she didn't. So Hashem sends a second Malach to speak to her. Vayomer la Malach Adonoi, and again, a Malach from an angel from the all-merciful God said to her, now he gives her a direct instruction. This is the thing you should do, and it's right and proper. Shuvi, return, El Givirti, to your mistress. And it's even though, Vihisani, and continue to suffer and be afflicted, Tachas Yodeha, under her hands, meaning under her control. In other words, the proper thing to do is go back, no matter what she's going to do to you, because that's the way it should be. Now, unfortunately, Hagar doesn't respond to that at all. Like, nothing doing. Pasuk Yud, another Malach comes along. Vayomer lo Malach Adonoi, the angel of the all-merciful God, says to her, well, you know what? You should do what's proper, and if you do what's proper, then you know what? I'll give you a reward. So he then says, you still should go back to Sarai, and Harba Arba, I will greatly multiply. I'm going to give you a lot, Esarech, your children. You're going to get children, okay? You will get children. You miscarried women, you'll get children. So many, velo, and will not be able, Yisofer, to count, may roll from the abundance that they are. So the second one is saying, listen, you still should do what you should do, but now I'm going to sweeten up the pot and at least give you a reward for it. She still doesn't want to go. She still does not want to be afflicted by her mistress. So finally, now this, she's got to come back. That's part of the game plan. So Yudalef, Vayomer la Malach Adonai. So the fourth angel of God says to her, he says, you know what? Hincha hinachara, behold, you are going to conceive the yoladed bain, and you will give birth to a son. But still we need more. Vikaras, and you will call Shmo, his name, Yishmael. Simple meaning is Yishma, he will listen, El God, God will listen. But look, the translation of the pasuk doesn't seem to match that. He says, ki because, Shema Adonai, because the all-merciful God already heard, El Onyech, your suffering. So what he's saying is, God heard your suffering, and now he's going to change Sarah's attitude, and Sarah is not going to make you suffer anymore. Oh, when she heard that already, then she's going to be willing to go. Now, the question is, but Yishma means Yishma, Hashem will listen. So the Medrash explains that there's many meanings, but one of the meanings is that Hashem will listen. He will listen to the prayers of the Jews who will unfortunately be subjected to the terrible, terrible suffering that Yishma will inflict upon the Jews. And this is all part of the historical prophecy over here. But in the short term, it means Hashem has already listened to you. But because Hagar did not go, if she would have gone earlier, after Malach 1, after Malach 2, after Malach 3, it would have showed a greatness of spirit. Although on lower levels, you know, the best thing would be just, you know, realize on your own you made a mistake. Couldn't do that. Okay, I'm going to tell you the right thing to do. She couldn't do that. I'm going to tell you the right thing to do, and you're going to get rewards. She couldn't do that. Because, you know, I don't want to suffer. Okay, fine, you're not going to suffer. But at this point already, your spirituality, you had a chance to grow, you didn't grow. So the child you're going to be born is going to suffer from those defects. And therefore, Yud Beis, Vehu, and he, this son, Yihyeh, will be para Adam. Para means wild. Adam, a person. His essence will be wild, and he'll also be a person. Wild means he can't be civilized. He doesn't like to live in cities. He likes to live out in the wild, being a hunter and this. You cannot civilize this guy. He is an Adam. He's a human being, but boy, is he wild. And let me say, he doesn't like controls. See, that's what Hagar didn't want to be controlled. They don't want to go back and be controlled by Sarai. And therefore, what's going to happen? Yodo, his hand, Bakol, will be in everyone else's, meaning to say, he'll be bothering everybody. He'll be a robber. That's the way he's going to be. It's going to be hard for him to get along with people. And as a result, what will people do to him? Viyad Kol in everybody else's hand, as it were. Bo will be in him. They'll hate him. They'll argue with him. They'll fight back with him. And he's going to be so numerous that Ve'al Paneim, before the face of Kol Echav, of all his brothers, here it means really all his neighbors, Yishkon, he will dwell, meaning to say he will grow so large that he will dwell before the face of all his brothers. This is an incredible prophecy. Yishmael, the father of the Arab world, the father of the Muslim world, that's exactly what the Muslims are. They are para-Adam, and they are giving problems to everybody, and people have to give them problems back. And they're so numerous, they're mamish, they dwell with their neighbors. As you see, the Arab world is just taking over Europe and other parts of the free world. An incredible prophecy that's coming true. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number one. Targame, translate the word vayimtso eha, it means, and he found her. Two, mi motso es Hagar, who found Hagar? The first malach. Three, efo motso malach es Hagar, where did the angel find Hagar? He found her by an ein hamayim. Four, targame, translate ein hamayim. Ein hamayim means a fountain of water. Five, liad eza ein mayim motso malach es Hagar, next to which ein mayim did the malach find Hagar? It was an ein mayim baderech shur. Six, Be'ezek Keshen, what connection? Husker Shur is Shur mentioned by Parshas Lech Lecha in this Parsha. Shur is the name of the city that's near Egypt, and he found her by that fountain that's on the road to Shur. Seven, Efo Shur, where is Shur? It's near Egypt. Eight, Targem Eimizeh. Eimizeh means from where, which place. Nine, Targem Ona. Ona means where or from to where. 10. Ma'amar mach l'hogar al-ainamayim. What did the angel say to Hagar by the fountain of the water? He said, where are you coming from and where are you going to? In other words, physically and obviously spiritually. 11. Ma'amar Hagar l'malach. What did Hagar say to the angel? Because when he answered, Emi zebos v'ana selechi, she said, I'm running away from my mistress Sarai, and I don't want to be with her if she's going to be my mistress. 12. Kishahagar Amr Lamach Shia Barachas Mipnei Sarai Mayesha Mach Lahagar. When Hagar said to the angel that she's running away from Sarai, what did the angel say? So the second angel said, you should return to Sarah and continue to suffer under her hand. 13. Kama Malachim Dibra Hagar. How many angels spoke to Hagar? 4. Madua. Why? Because each one had a separate mission. Angel number one, his mission was to get her to understand on her own she made a mistake. Angel number two said, follow what's correct, follow what's just and proper. The third one said, listen, do what's proper and I'll reward you. And finally, the fourth one said, okay, I will give in and give you everything that you want. 14. Mi amar lemi, who said to who? Shuvi al gvurtech visani tachas yodeho. That was the second angel. 15. Hayim malach amar lahagar shehit sricha lispol gam im sar yanel. So did the second angel tell Hagar that she needs to tolerate sar afflicting her? Yes. 16. Ma yivtiach amalach lahagar linyan zar. What did the third angel now promise Hagar regarding her children? That she would have arbe es zarech. 17. At kama zer yivtiach hamalach Lahagar, how many children? So many that you can't count them. 18, Targe Merov. Merov, from that great amount that they are. 19, Ba'er, translate, Velo Yisofer Merov. You will not be able to count them because they are so much. 20, Haim HaMalach Gilo Lahagar Imtilo Ben Obas. Did the Malach reveal to her if she'll have a child or not? Yes. And it will be a son. 21, Mi Omar Lahagar, Ketzet Yesh Likro, Shem Beno. Who told Hagar what name to give her son? It was the fourth Malach. 22. Kate said, Yesh Hagar Likros Shem Bino. What name should Hagar give her son? Yishmael. 23. Lama Yesh Hagar Likros Bino. B'shem Yishmael. Why should she call her son Yishmael? Because Hashem has listened to your suffering and will stop it. 24. May Mashmo Shem Yishmael. What's the meaning of the word Yishmael? Yishmael, the one that means Yishmael, Hashem will listen, and that's referring to the cries of the Jewish people at the hands of Yishmael. And the simpler meaning is, in the past, Hashem already heard you and will stop your suffering. 25, Targem Onyech, Onyech means your suffering or affliction. 26. Ma gil hamalach lahagar odos hisnagusa shel Yishmael. What did the malach reveal regarding the conduct of Yishmael? That he will be a para adam. 27. Targain para. Para means very wild. Person cannot live among civilized people. 28. Mi amar lami. Who said to who? Valmin about who? For who ye para adam? The fourth malach said to Hagar concerning Yishmael. 29. Madua Yishmael paradam. Why will Yishmael be a paradam? Because just like his mother did not want to return in a situation where she'll be forced to follow rules and order, and therefore he will also not want to be that way. And he can't live in a civilization where you have to follow rules of order. 30. Will Yishmael be a man of peace or a man of quarreling? A man of quarreling. 31. Ba'er, what does it mean? Yado ba'kol v'yad kobo, meaning his hands will be in everybody's pocket. He'll be stealing, and then everybody else will come back and argue and quarrel with him. 32. Eifa yagur Yishmael, where will Yishmael live? Al p'nei kol echav. He will live in front of the face of all his brothers. And that's 33. Val p'nei kol echav yishkan, before the face of all his of neighbors, he will live. 34. Ha'im yagur Yishmael b'makom echad b'kfias. Will he live in one place permanently? No. That's the whole idea. He wanders around. He can't live amongst civilized people. And he doesn't really stay in any one place permanently like a regular ish would. Let's go over the six psukim one more time again from Pasuk Zayin. Vayimtza malach Adonai al ein hamayim bamidbor al ha'ayin b'derech shur. Vayomar hagar shivra sorai emi zeh vos vonose lechi. Vatomer mipnei sorai givirti anochi borachas. Vayomer lo malach Adonai shuvi el gvirtech v'hisani tachas yodeho. Vayomer lo malach Adonai harbo arbe esarech v'lo yisover meirov. Vayomer lo malach Adonai hinoch harov v'yoladit bein. V'karash shmo Yishmael kishom Adonai el anyeich. V'hu yeh pere adam yado v'kol v'yad kol bo. V'alpenei chol echav yishkon. Please review this lesson for 15 minutes and then review the last four lessons, 68, 69, 70, and 71. Have a good day.